thank you.
Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and Friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Good morning. You're listening to In the Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, and we're halfway through our fascinating journey through improvised music today on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Last hour, we showcased a wonderful new album by Finny Behrman called Burn the Boat. This hour, we're changing style and era and featuring a classic album by piano player extraordinaire Keith Jarrett, sandwiching a lovely tune by Norwegian guitarist-composer Stein Erheim. In 1975, Keith Jarrett played a concert of solo piano improvisations at the Opera House in Cologne. The record label ECM released the recording to critical acclaim, and it went on to be the best-selling solo album in jazz history with sales of more than 3.5 million copies. The concert took place at the unusual time of 11:30 at night following an earlier opera performance, but even so, the auditorium was sold out with a full capacity of 1,400 people. Let's listen to part one of Keith Jarrett's monumental improvisation, usually known by the German pronunciation of the city, the Cologne Concert.
Thank you.
Applause there for part one of Keith Jarrett's epic solo piano journey in the form of a recital given at Cologne Opera House in January 1975. It's a classic album which changed perceptions and conceptions of solo piano jazz, and we'll hear part two from this album later in the programme today. You're listening to In The Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with me, Andrew Herbert. Last hour we heard from Finny Behrman, whose new album Burn the Boat has just been released on Two Rivers Records. Staying now with the water theme but changing styles again, let's visit Norway. Stein Erheim is a jazz guitarist and composer. The blues is the cornerstone of his music, but he's also influenced by Chinese and Norwegian folk music, as well as his trademark acousmatic sound electronic music. His album released earlier this year, simply called Strandebalm, and this is a small village which lies by the Hardanger Fjord in astonishingly beautiful Norwegian wilderness. A tourist guide has described the charm and quiet which prevail in this small village, which can be enjoyed while staying at the hotel camping or in a rented cabin or house. Strandebalm has a post office, a store, a petrol station, most of what travellers need. Of course, it's surrounded by sublime scenery. The fjord and boat building has always been important for Strandheim. There's even a type of rowboat called the Strandheim, and boat building tradition is still very strong and an important part of the local economy. Let's hear from Stein Erheim's evocatively titled album now. This, appropriately enough, given the main theme of today's programme, is called Water Part 1. Thank you. Lovely sounds there from Stein Erheim and a tune called Water Part 1 from his recently released album Strandabalm. You're listening to In the Moment, playing the cream of improvised music from the 1920s through to the present day here on Sheffield Live 90.2 FM. Well, we've come to the final piece of today's programme. It's been a fabulous journey through Finny Behrman's album Burn the Boat and A Korean Town Beyond the Lights from Birmingham band Hansu Tori last hour, via Norwegian Fjords, as we've just heard this hour, and Keith Jarrett's seminal album, The Cone Concert, which we are featuring this hour here on In the Moment. Let's end then with a tune from this album, the result of a concert given in Cologne Cathedral on January the 24th, 1975. It produced some of Keith Jarrett's finest freeform improvisations. His first album for solo piano was released on the label ECM, was called Facing You in 1971. This is a studio album, but in 1973, Jarrett began playing totally improvised solo concerts, and it's the popularity of these which made him one of the best-selling jazz artists in history. We're going to hear from the 1975 Cologne Concert with Keith Jarrett at his finest, Part 2. Thank you.